The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 14 members present. Senators Holman, Meland, and Sumner are excused from the call of Senate today.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to correctness of the journal for the 78th legislative day and Senate supplement number 26.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the National Unanimous Consent of the journal for the 78th legislative day and Senate supplement number 26 to be approved to certify.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Mr. President, will we stand at ease for just one moment?
Senate stand at ease. The Senate will come to order.
Let's see, did we certify the journal?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Introduction of guests. Senator Poland.
Mr. President, it gives me pleasure today to introduce three young people who live here in Juneau, the children of Roy Dunn, Trissy, Trent, and Troy. And they are accompanied by two of their friends who are children of one of our members, Lisa and Boyd Sumner.
Senator Curtula.
The President gives me a great deal of pleasure today to introduce a couple from Matanuska Valley, it's a sitting area, Wasilla precisely. Also, Mrs. Newcomb, I don't believe, has ever been in Juneau, although she was raised in Matanuska Valley, has contributed greatly to the economic development of our area, Mr. and Mrs. Carol Newcomb.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the Governor?
A message of March 23rd from the Governor enclosing the policy statement pertaining to correctional facilities in rural Alaska. The letter has been distributed to all senators.
Without objection, the letter and the policy statement will be incorporated in the supplemental journal.
There are no other messages from the Governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of March 27. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 114 by the State Affairs Committee. Approving staggered motor vehicle registration regulations.
State Affairs. Senator, State Affairs.
Can we have a brief review?
You're not going to get it, John.
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. What was the message that you read? House Concurrent Resolution 114. And referral was to State Affairs.
Right.
Correct? Next
correct.
Order of business.
Understanding committee reports, there is a message from Senator Bradley, Senate Commerce Committee, on the governor's appointments, confirming that there is no objection to any of the appointees that were sent to them.
Without objection, the letter will be incorporated into the supplemental journal. Special committee reports.
I have some more standing committee reports.
Excuse me, ma'am.
The State Affairs Committee considers Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 89, 12th Annual Boys State Camp at Camp Carroll, and recommends that it do pass. Signed, Senator Curtula, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Huber and Willis. Senate Concurrent Resolution 89 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considers Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 90, 10th Annual Girls State at Sitka, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Curtula, co-chairman, concurring, Senator Huber and Willis. 90 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considers Senate Bill 324, Beverage Dispensary and Retail Liquor Licenses, and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, signed due pass. Senators Huber and Willis signed no recommendation. 324 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Bill 474, Practice of Dental Hygiene, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and reports it back as and do pass. Senator Hackney, chairman, signed, do pass. Concurring, Senators Rohde, Bradley, and Ziegler. 474 has a further referral to Commerce. The State Affairs Committee had Senate Bill 492 under consideration. annual deadlines for application for certain benefits by senior citizens, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Curtula, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Huber and Willis. 492 has a further referral to Community and Regional Affairs. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Bill 520, Special Appropriation to the Department of Education for Youth Employment Services Program, under consideration, and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, chairman, signed due pass. Senators Rohde and Ziegler signed no recommendation. 520 has a further referral to Finance. The State Affairs Committee had Senate Bill 522, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Anchorage International Airport, under consideration, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Willis, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Curtula and Huber. 522 has a further referral to Finance. The State Affairs Committee had sponsor substitute for House Bill 516, establishing the Office of Appropriate Technology, under consideration, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Willis, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Curtula and Huber. 516 has a further referral to Finance. The Resources Committee had House Bill Number 588, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for Repurchase of Certain Oil and Gas Leases in Kachemak Bay, and reports it back as follows. Senator Poland, chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Tillian and Croft signed do pass. Senator Huber signed do not pass. 588 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered House Bill 844, Donation of Blood by Those Who Have Reached the Age of 17, and a majority recommends do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, chairman, concurring Senators Rohde and Ziegler. 844 has a further referral to Judiciary. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number 91 by the State Affairs Committee relating to a 30th Avenue bypass in Fairbanks.
State Affairs.
Senate concurrent resolution number 92 by the Rules Committee relating to the use of state funds for air transportation.
Commerce.
Those are the only Senate resolutions.
Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 569 by the State Affairs Committee, an act creating an Office of Equal Employment Opportunity in the Office of the Governor.
State Affairs and Finance.
That is the only bill.
Brings us to the daily calendar. Senator Coletta. Without objection, we will advance to citations on the calendar.
Legislative citation congratulating Michelle Larson by Representative Osi.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act unanimous consent that the Senate approve the citation nomination to congratulate Michelle Larson.
Is there any discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the approval of the legislative citation congratulating Michelle Larson say aye? Excuse me, sir. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I would move an act unanimous consent that I be shown as a sponsor and co-sponsor of this resolution.
Without objection, Senator Curtula will be shown as a co-sponsor. Any further discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the approval of the legislative citation congratulating Michelle Larson say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The citation is approved.
Legislative citation commending Dick Mackey by Senator Curtula and by all members of the House.
Senator Coletta.
Move the national consent to approve the citation commending Dick Mackey.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate approve the citation commending Dick Mackey? Would so many as favor the citation say aye? Excuse me. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order.
President.
Senator Curtula.
I move you now and ask unanimous consent that this resolution be shown by all members of the legislature.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Is there any further discussion or debate on the citation commending Dick Mackey? The question is, shall the Senate approve the legislative citation commending Dick Mackey? Would so many as favor the citation say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Citation is approved. Senator Coletta? Senator Curtula?
I move you now that I'd be returned to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we revert to the introduction of guests. Senator Curtula?
Mr. President, thank you very much. Mr. President, the gallery today are three students here on spring vacation. I'd like to introduce them. Beth and Anna, my daughters, and Mr. Vector.
Senator Ray?
Part of my constituency, I'm waiting for him to introduce the rest of them. The mother of the three children, Mrs. Broyza.
Any further introduction of guests? We will revert to the first order of business on the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 213 by Senator Croft. An act relating to the program of rural development assistance in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Orsini, Chairman, and Senators Hackney, Willis, and Sumner signed no recommendation. Senator Ferguson signed do pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Homan, Croft, Meehlin, Tillian, and Orsini. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item consent for the rules and
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, it's ordered.
Senate Bill Number 213. An act relating to the program of rural development assistance in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date.
Senator Curtula.
This is an excellent program, Mr. President. However, I find out that a number of rural areas, the ones that this program is really intended for, are having a great deal of trouble receiving assistance under this program, and you can check into it this past year for one reason. There are now requirements that the title of the property be free and clear, available, and that doesn't fit a lot of our rural area programs right at the moment because there is a clear title, and also that an architect sign off on these projects. Also, it doesn't fit a registered architect, and I think that although we should pass this legislation, it also should be accompanied by some type of an intent letter or a directive from this legislature that says these rural area programs must fit conformity with what's available in the rural areas. We can pass the money, we can authorize the funding, we can fund it, but if it doesn't fit the regulations that are arbitrary and make no sense out there, we still won't accomplish anything.
Senator Orsini?
Of course, again, back to the bill. The bill would increase from $20,000 to $40,000, the amount that may be appropriate for any one project. We researched the statutes, and the $20,000 figure existed at least sometime prior to 1972. It has not been raised since then. Obviously, costs have increased considerably. Looking at projects from fiscal 72 through fiscal 77, we find about 20% of these projects that are approximately at the $20,000 limit. Some 80% of the projects are less than $17,000. So the members may judge for themselves amount of need that there is for this bill.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
We are on the bill. We're in the body of the bill. The areas that need it the worst are beginning to find they can't get it because of other stipulations. That's what I'm telling you.
Senator Tillian.
Mr. President, Senator Curtula is quite right. I think that we're going to have to address those requirements, but I still suggest we pass this because without them, that's a separate argument. We need to increase the amount if we're going to get anything done there. But I agree with him, the requirements to have a clear title on a community building when it's village land is ridiculous. The title should worry of those that build them. The only thing I would like to see is to make sure that the projects built are not just make-work projects that nothing gets accomplished, but actually finish some thing that's usable to the village or the community for some years afterwards. And so I do support some of the requirements, but the one he mentioned is a bad one and needs to be changed.
I see the effective date on this is July 1st, 1977. I assume that was because it was introduced last year. Probably would be appropriate to amend that effective date, but there may be some reason for not doing it. Senator Huber? Do we have to have an sir? What is your... What?
I have an amendment.
Very good. Fine. Floor, sir.
I move and ask unanimous consent to return to second reading for purposes of specific amendment.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Huber?
Amendment number one by Senator Huber. Page 1, line 13, delete section 2, add new section to read, this act takes effect July 1, 1978.
Mr. President, I move the amendment.
Is there any you ask unanimous consent, sir?
I ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Any further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Bill number 213 amended, an act relating to the program of rural development assistance in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date.
Any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 213 as amended pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 excused.
And so Senate Bill 213 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the consent to roll call vote on the Senate Bill 213.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered, and so Senate Bill number 213, as amended, with effective date clause, has passed the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
With reference to the next bill, sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 509, because of the absence of the Judiciary Committee Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that this bill be removed from today's calendar and placed on Thursday's calendar. The original sponsor has no objection.
Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, Senate Bill 509 with committee substitutes and other memorandum will be held over to Thursday's calendar. Next order.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 652 amended, effective date amended by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for disbursement to the Steering Council for Alaska Lands and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee had this bill in consideration and reports back as follows. Senator Poland, Chairman, signed, do pass in support of SJR number 41. Senator Meelan and Senator Sumner signed, do pass in support of SJR number 41. Senator Croft and Senator Huber signed, no recommendation. Senator Tilliam signed, do pass. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back without recommendation. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Homan, Meelan, and Tillian. There is an amendment number one by Senator Orsini. Page 1, line 11, change $896,222 to $2,201,822.
Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, my intention here was to attempt to get some national media, but I think that given the situation, I would ask unanimous consent to withdraw my amendment.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, amendment number one by Senator Orsini is withdrawn. Senator Coletta? Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order.
Orsini,
afternoon.
Senate will come to order. Any further amendments?
Amendment number 2 by Senator Poland, page 1, line 19, delete. Immediately in accordance with AS 0110-070C and insert the following in its place. Upon the passage by both houses of committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 41 amended.
Senator Poland.
Mr. President, I would move the adoption of the amendment.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I feel that this amendment is in conformity with the action taken by this body in endorsing SJR 41 and also its companion resolution SR 10.
Is there any further discussion or debate, Senator Sackett? Senator Butrovich is in Seattle and is not excused from a call.
Take a while.
Is Senator Butrovich the only person that's absent?
He's excused.
Senator Butrovich. Senate stand in recess.
President, I move to consent if this is a required motion that the gallery be allowed to remain. I don't see any reason why we're there.
Without objection, the gallery will remain. As I understand it, the call of the Senate by Senator Sackett relates only to the next item of business.
I will call the Senate on every other matter, Mr. President.
All right. The only order of business then would be to wait in session or a motion to adjourn until a time certain. Senator Coletta. Senate stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. We, although there are, under our rules, only limited motions can be made, I take it that announcements of committee meetings and such are in order at this time, and I'm going to recognize senators for that purpose, to make announcements as to committee meetings or other business of the Senate. Senator Sackett? Any other announcements? Senator Croft?
I'd like to ask Senator Catula if he would reconsider his decision to call the Senate on House Bill 773. That's a supplemental appropriation to continue the prologue programs in Southeastern. They are on the verge of running out of money. Patrol season has already started. It would be helpful if that money were available to continue that program now. I don't know of any controversy surrounding that particular bill. It is a particularly desirable program. I think everybody agrees. I maybe am missing something. I don't see any percentage in holding that particular legislation.
I assume that matters of this type should probably be discussed under special orders, and I will hear persons for special orders. Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, the Senate Committee and Regional Affairs Committee will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll take up the Municipal Bond Bank Bill and House Bill 190, which is an act relating to municipal air pollution control.
Any further announcements? Senator Willis?
Under special orders, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate Thursday and Friday for the purposes of continuing the hearings on the Capitol.
There has been a request by Senator Willis to be excused from the call of the Senate Thursday and Friday. Senator Orsini?
Is that motion in order? I thought we were going to call on all subsequent motions.
I believe that that motion probably is out of order.
Mr. President.
Senator Tula?
I withdraw my statement on calling on all subsequent information. I don't think it probably does the Senate's capability of expediting the business. It's merely a reaction to having a call on at a particular subject.
Senator Ray, are you seeking the floor, sir?
Yes, sir.
You have the floor, sir.
Question to the chair, to the co-chairman of the school affairs.
sorry I couldn't be there this morning, but I was my understanding there wasn't any anything on the capital move issue, and I'd like to know if he's planning to hold it.
Senator Willis?
In the journal, there is a schedule for these hearings, and I was just trying to make the motion, you know, in order to be excused for these hearings. I was further going to announce
Senator Willis, your motion to be excused from a call was out of order at the time it was made. However, the call as to all other items on the calendar has been lifted. The call of the Senate is to one item only. Therefore, your motion to be excused from the call of the House Senate is now in order. I will consider it as having been made. Senator Willis has requested he be excused from a call of the Senate for Thursday and Friday. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, Senator Willis is so excused.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to excuse from the call of the House on Thursday and Friday for the same purpose. However, I doubt if I'll go Thursday, but I want to be able to, since it's part of the same committee in which I'm.
Is there any objection to the request by Senator Curtula to be excused from the call of the Senate? Hearing none, so ordered. The Secretary will so note. Senator
Mr.
Bradley.
Mr. President, I also move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate. Not subject to a call Thursday, Friday, the 28th, 9th, and 30th.
Is there any objection to the request by Senator Bradley? Hearing no objection, Senator Bradley is excused. Time is requested. Senator Croft?
Mr. President, may we now revert to House Bill 773?
We were at special orders and announcements, but we will revert if. Without objection, we have before us then committee substitute for House Bill 773. Senator Ferguson. The Senate is called on that item. Do we have any further special orders or announcements? Senator Willis?
Yes, under announcements. Mr. President, the State Affairs, Joint House Senate State Affairs Committee will be continuing hearings this evening in Courtroom A. At 7 p.m. on the capital move legislation. This joint committee will then reconvene Thursday in Anchorage at 10 a.m. at the Borough Assembly Building at 3500 Tudor Road. And on Friday, we'll be going to Fairbanks, and we'll be convening at the Borough Assembly Hall there in Fairbanks at 10 a.m.
Any further announcements? Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate State Affairs Committee on next Thursday and Friday.
I'm sorry, sir.
On next Thursday and Friday.
I'm sorry, what was your request?
I'd like to be excused from the call of the committee.
I
assume your request is frivolous, not of order. Any further announcements? I'd like to, because we do have the problem of Senator Butrovich being absent for medical reasons, I'd like to ask the Sergeant-at-Arms to see if he can contact Senator Butrovich or those who might be in possession of knowledge to find out what his plans are, if he has any, and to advise the Senate so that we may understand where we will stand in the event we have a continued call. Senator Ziegler?
Yes, Mr. President, I was going to make this announcement tomorrow morning, but it's my understanding that Senator Butrovich is doing first rate and intends to return tomorrow. At what time, I don't know, but he should be here on Thursday for the session.
Senator Curtula?
For the announcement?
Yes.
Mr. President, I'm instructed that the Alaska Chamber Ensemble will be performing in June of tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. at the Northern Lights Church. The members of the legislature are invited to attend. The players of the Alaska Chamber Ensemble are all on faculty of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. They're composed of Dr. Rosemarie Johnson, Professor of Violin, Theodora DeCorso, Professor of Woodwinds, Rebecca Reese, Professor of Cello, and Susan Day, Lecturer in Piano. They are the players, and I understand it's an outstanding performance.
Senator Orsini?
President, are we still under announcements, or are we in special orders?
We're under either one, sir. You have it.
Request the privilege of the floor to comment on Senate activities.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I think the actions today are indicative of some of the deep differences of opinion on the D2 issue. There is some need for urgency on House Bill 652. The $25,000 that was obtained by the Steering Council from the Governor's Contingency Fund is really not even enough to cover our outstanding debts and obligations. The activities of the law firms that are underway back in Washington are being continued, but they are becoming increasingly hesitant about spending too much time on them. The Alaska Coalition, those who ardently support H.R. 39, are using the legislature's reluctance to act on both this appropriation and SJR 41 as evidence of the what they claim is a 50-50 split in the people of Alaska on the issue. I think that delaying tactics, and I'm sorry to see them happening, are only that, delaying tactics, that ultimately the preponderance of the wishes of the majority of the legislature will prevail. I think those who are attempting to delay will lose more in the long run than they gain. I'm sorry to see that. I do again urge the body to attempt to expedite in every way possible this appropriation and the passage of the resolution SJR 41. I think it is important to us as elected officials of the people of Alaska, and it's important to the future of the state of Alaska. Thank you.
Any further special orders or announced? Senator Sackett?
Mayor, I'd like to respond with regard to the D2.
Without objection, you have the special privilege of the floor,
like
sir.
Just like the statement, President, that the legislation came down from the Finance Committee 8 days ago. It's been on this on the floor for 1 week. Senator Orsini and a few other people have been running around the nation doing God knows what. So we haven't been able to take it up for a variety of reasons. And delaying tactics are not the only reason. But a couple of times we haven't had a number of people here, and we had to hold for amendments that people introduced because they weren't in committee when the legislation was taken up for consideration. And we had to wait for them for a couple more days on top of that. So there are a variety of reasons why this legislation hasn't been adopted. And I certainly would like to see it passed Sunday too.
Senator Petula?
Same subject.
You have the privilege of the floor, sir. Same
purpose. President, we all know that when we have strong disagreement, maybe in a minority position, we have a few rights, and they also carry responsibility. And Mr. President, I think it's the right of everyone to utilize those opportunities to get his position more fully before the public. And I presume that's the interest of the minority position here, if indeed it is minority.
Senator Ray?
President,
I'm
the same
thing. You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, there is a group in the Senate, there are no less non-combatants in this proposal. We have neither taken a strong position on the supposed Senate or the that expressed by the Senate, nor are we in support of the minority expressed by certain members of the Senate. And speaking quickly for myself, but I would wish for some of the other members of the Senate who are in the same position that I am, and I wish that the opposing forces would make some kind of an attempt to get together to smooth this thing out, because all it's making us do is look ridiculous in the eyes of the nation, and in fact, in the eyes of our congressional delegation. So why don't we rub a little salve on the wounds and sit down and be positive in our thinking rather than negative and trying to remember what we have done or what has been done to us.
Any further special orders? Any further announcements? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an action item consent to the
Senate. Senate will stand in adjournment. We will reconvene the usual time here at 10 o'clock in the morning.